It's the three of us. You and Oz.
Three Musketeers.
Yes. Hi, guys. Hello, everyone, everybody. Baby V's back there, you know, doing her intro. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. I promise you guys we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. So thank you, everyone, for coming on. Thank you for everyone who's watching the replay. For all of you guys who are watching, please let us know, where are you watching from? We always love and enjoy to hear that information. So thank you guys so much. So listen, guys, it is myself, Madai, and Charmaine hopping on. This is our very first Success Summit of the year. Aren't you guys excited, ladies? Yeah. Very first summit of the year. We've been doing this show for practically going over 2 years now. I'm super excited about 2019. It is the fourth day of 2019. Already, there's some legacy building stuff that's already happened. I was just having a conversation with these ladies before we hopped on, and we're super duper excited. Are you guys excited about 2019 in the chat? Like, those of you who are watching live or on replay, like, are you guys excited, or most of you guys are just like, I'm just a little afraid, I'm optimistic, all that stuff, right? So once again, guys, thank you guys so much for hopping on. If this is your very, very first time watching me, I am Letitia Campbell. I am the CEO of the Campbell Success Network, founder of the Success Tribe, and I am your sales success strategist. I help you dominate your online sales by teaching you how to magnetically attract customers and clients so you can sell more courses and more products. So guys, today we have a very, very interesting topic. And we had to talk about this topic just a little bit to make sure that we narrowed it down for you ladies, right? So, and we got some juice today. We got some real juice. I have some really good hardcore examples, and we're gonna really dive deep into this topic. So tonight's topic is simple versus easy. Why knowing the difference is critical for your business. Okay, so simple versus easy. Do any of you ladies, those of you watching the chat, do you guys know the difference between something simple that's simple in your business versus easy? There is a huge difference between the two. And once again, like I said, we're going to talk about those differences, because a lot of people talk about, you know, hard and easy, right? That's such an easy answer, question to answer. But nobody talks about simple versus easy. Big difference. So let me say hello to everyone in the chat. Hey, Shoshana, how you doing, girl? Hey, Therese. Hello. Hey, Natara. Hello. Thank you guys so much for hopping on. And as you guys are watching, don't just share this out. Also, tag someone in this live who you feel need this information. Maybe you have a homegirl, a downline, or a fellow coach that's a little bit down and out about this year. Or maybe they are excited about this year, but they need that extra oomph. Please tag them on in here. Hey, Stephanie, thank you so much for hopping on, because we are so excited. We are so excited about this year. I mean, for real, like super duper excited. And, you know, this energy is going to stay up for the next 12 months. So before we get started, as always, I'm going to have my amazing panelists introduce themselves to you. So we're going to start off with Madai, and then we're going to end it off with Charmaine, because it's just the three of us. And we were on SSA time today, y'all. You don't know what SSA time is. It is Sales Success Academy time, okay? It's like we put a time out there, be like, okay, 8 o'clock, but y'all got to give us a 30-minute grace period, because we literally plan on site, and when we all get to see each other, we be on the Zoom like this, we start to talk about some legacy building stuff, right? And we really get really deep into the conversation. We talk about what's going on, and we just girl chat. So there's like a pre-show before the show, and if you're not locked in on Zoom, because those of you who did register, you got an actual Zoom link that actually takes you to Zoom, because we be on time. We here at 8, okay? But we don't always start at 8. So we do the free show. So if you guys who register, and Therese, if you could put the summit link in the chat for me, that would be amazing. If you guys just register, you can just, you know, leave this live, you know, register for the next one, because we're going to do another summit in 2 weeks. Register, that way you can just join us here in the Zoom and be a part of our pre-conversation, which is always super duper interesting, and do the pre-party, and then we do the after party too, so We did the after party too. So thank you to my lovely and amazing panelists for showing up tonight. I love you guys to death. There's going to be two more ladies. Like I said, we on SSA time. Okay. There's going to be two more ladies that's going to show up towards the end of this broadcast. So if you see like different faces pop up, you're like, wait, what's going on? You know, they're crashing Zoom. No. You know, we on a ship, and when people jump on, we just let them on. You know, just come on, girl, jump on, be a part of the conversation. We don't worry about being late. We're all about, like I was just telling Charmaine before we came on here, it's just all about showing the hell up. Who cares if you're late? As long as you show up, you look fabulous, and you're giving some awesome content, right, ladies? Awesome. Yes, hashtag SSA time. I will put that on every single invitation, like, you know, the title right after, you know, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but hashtag SSA time. So everybody know, oh, 30-minute grace period, I got it. Or register so I can get in the Zoom, I got it. All right, Madai, go ahead, sis, introduce yourself.
Hey everybody, my name is Madai Lopez Brown, and I am your CEO and founder of Pathway to Prosper Academy, where I'm also your mind, health, and wellness coach, where I help women with conditions come out of a fixed and closed mindset so that they can come out of suffering in silence by helping them reprogram their subconscious and train them to have their positive voice and be that super badass while living a growth mindset by my Pathway to Prosper movement, becoming beautiful just by being you. Back to you, Leticia.
Amazing. Go ahead, Charmaine.
Hello, and happy 2019. Yay! We're here. We can hit the reset button and make 2019 better than ever. I'm Charmaine Carden, founder and CEO of A Charming Experience, and I believe no woman should have to suffer in silence. I believe that, you see, I haven't done this in a while, right? I believe...
You're good. I have to slow mine down, too, sometimes. It is okay.
Yes, I believe that you can still be a boss after a loss. I help you redefine and redesign your mind, body, and spirit through my programs, through my mentoring program. And I'm looking forward to 2019 because we're going to do some wonderful and marvelous things in 2019.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for that, Charmaine. You know, we are absolutely going to be doing some wonderful and amazing things in 2019. We actually have a success virtual 3-day conference coming up very, very soon. So make a lookout for that. Just this morning, I was on a call with my team. We were setting that up, and it's going to really be an amazing resource for all of you ladies who are not just looking for support, but also resources from people who are actually talking your language. Because if you're not going out there and just being in the atmosphere where there are women who are out there moving, it doesn't have to be women who are making millions and millions of dollars, just people who are just getting started so you can continue to get started. All those things is what matters the most, okay? All those things are what matters the most. So those of you who just hopped on, thank you guys so much for hopping on. Make sure that you share this out. And just to remind you guys of tonight's topic is simple versus easy. And we're gonna talk about why knowing the difference is crucial for your business. So I'm gonna start first with that particular topic because I was just talking to the ladies before I came here. And a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs, whether you're a coach, whether you're a consultant, whether you're an MLMer, a lot of times they think that if I put a word out there, if I put a marketing language out there that puts off that perception that I can offer this, or you can make this much, or you can live this type of lifestyle, but you're not actually a representation of what you're saying, you're going to have a big problem in 2019, because no longer can you sit back and say, well, I can help you make four figures, or I can help you travel the world, or I can help you get out of debt, if you're still stuck at a 9-to-5, right, ladies? Or if you're still stuck behind on your bills or in really, really deep debt. So you gotta be very, very careful, because yes, it's so simple to just go out there and post something that's super duper engaging and super duper attracted, right? But a lot of times you're gonna realize that as people start to do their research and they start to see how you talk and actually see how you live, like that you're actually going live from your office desk, right? You're going to start to realize it's not going to be easy to get customers, right? It's not going to be easy to get clients because you really, you know, people nowadays, they get exposed, right? They really get exposed whenever we go out there every day and we try to put up a perception. So that's why I tell my clients, and these ladies all know, work with where you're at right now. Like I was just talking to Charmaine today. She's like, yeah, if you're a little bit late, you know, what do you do about that? Well, if you're late, so what? Just show up. Just show up. It's not showing up is really what actually, you know, gets you behind. It's simple to not show up, right? But it's not easy to build that momentum back because in the next day, you're like, dang, I didn't show up the day before, right? Simple and easy. It's simple to say, you know what? I'm not going to work my business, right? But it's not easy not having to live the life that you want to live. So a lot of times you got to ask yourself, did I do simple stuff today? Or did I really dominate? I got my hashtag domination, let's dominate t-shirt. Got my, for my girl, LaShonda. Y'all got to reach out to her. She makes some awesome t-shirts, guys. It's so simple to just say, I'll put this off to tomorrow, or I'll put this off next month, or I'll join on the next cycle. It's even simple to charge something at a low cost, but it's not easy to keep those type of people, right? It's not easy to maintain, once again, the lifestyle that you want to live. So as a marketer, because no matter what industry you're in, whether you're a coach, a consultant, an MLMer, you are a marketer. And you have to watch how you market. Just yesterday, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday I did an amazing young lady who was in the salon industry. She wanted me to come on her show, and she interviewed me. And she was asking me some amazing questions. And one of the major questions she was asking is particularly about branding, about how, you know, yes, it's simple to go out there and post pictures and of your work and things like that. But is that going to make it easy for customers to come into your chair? No. You got to set yourself apart. You got to look different, right? You got to do the work so that you can stand out and you can stand out in a way that represents your message. So you can't market off of currency. What I mean by that is that you should never market with the assumption that you can actually offer someone a certain price tag. Like, I'm going to help you. If you're not making four figures, come see me. Or if you're not doing this, come see me. Or if you want to live this type of lifestyle, come see me. If you're not living it. If you're not a representative, you have to be a representation of every single thing that you say. Every single thing. Because really, at the end of the day, it's okay at this moment to be building when you don't really have as much. Because once people see the progression, you can always go back as social proof. One of the things that Gary Vaynerchuk said, he said he wished he recorded it those days when he was building his family's wine business so that people can really see how hard he grind, how he was up for 20 hours a day, how he was working. He wasn't hanging out there with his friends trying to chase girls, right? He really did it the bare bones way. And a lot of us are not willing to do that. We want the simple way. But then we realize that simple is not easy. Right, lady? So go ahead, Madai. What you have to say about that, sis?
You are so right.
Yeah.
The simple way is actually the hard way. Reason being is because it's not easy to maintain a positive mindset, you know, going through a negative environment, you know, because, you know, I deal with the mind, right? I deal with the wellness aspect, you know, so, you know, just thinking that you can go into the new year with a list, right? And saying, okay, I want to lose 50 pounds. Okay, I want to try saving more money. You know, I want to do XYZ. And then you're coming already into day four and you even haven't tried to have an apple or a salad. You're still going through the fast food line, getting the 4 for $4. You know what I mean? So when you're trying to, you know, accomplish the simple, it's not the easy way. You know, it's actually the cheap way, you know? And you actually said something that was so mind-blowing to me, you know? And you actually, I believe you said it in your live. You know, what is the cost that you're going to put on you? How do you value you? You know, when you have diamonds, what do? You're going to secure those diamonds, right? And you're going to put an insurance policy on diamonds, right? So why not spend more going, you know, a better route, you know? And simple doesn't mean that it's easy. It doesn't mean that it's easy at all, you know? You're going to have to work at your mindset. You know, you're going to have to work at your wellness, you know, and losing weight and having control and, you know, not
going every day.
Yeah.
You got to work on your mindset every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Not going through the Wendy's drive through and saying, okay, I'm going to get the 4 for $4, you know, because it's a cheap way. You know, sometimes the simple way is the cheap way. And why devalue yourself and why devalue your worth by choosing the cheap way? So I hope I made sense. Sometimes it inside my brain, it makes sense, but coming out sometimes a little kooky. But I'm hoping somebody caught it. Back to you.
Oh, we caught it. We caught it. And really quickly, those of you who are watching live or if you're watching some replay, write down some of the things right now in your business that you have the biggest difficulty with. And don't be shy about it. Don't feel like, oh my God, you know, I don't want to say it because I'm going to sound stupid. Like if you're not good with technology, say you're not good with technology. If you're uncomfortable going live, say it. Write those things down that you sometimes dread doing about your business or you are lagging or having gaps on your business. And then also write down some of the things that you do enjoy about having a business. And again, this goes for whether you're a coach, whether you're a consultant, whether you're an MLMer, there has to be something that you love and enjoy about your business, or else you wouldn't have gotten into it in the first place, right? But also write down what are some of the things that you sometimes are just not enjoyable about your business. I mean, I have those things every day where I it's simple for me to not do the things that takes a lot of time in my business. Cause I only love doing two things in my business. I love to go live, okay? And I love to work with my clients. Okay, those are the two things I love to do. Everything else beyond that, for me, I have difficulty doing. And I'm not ashamed to admit that because you gotta know your weaknesses. You gotta know the things that you don't do well or you're falling short on. You gotta write those things down that you enjoy doing. You gotta write those things down that you don't enjoy doing and figure out a way whether it's the things that you don't like doing that is simple for you to say no to, like, oh, I don't feel like doing that today. And it's so simple to have that answer pop in your head. Maybe you got to think, well, you know what? Maybe I need to get a team. Maybe I need to get some VAs, right? Or maybe I just need to spend a day on just that one thing. Because I have certain things in my business that sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I can't stand doing that. But like, you know what? Sunday is going to be the day where I just work on that. Right, instead of flooding my list with all these other things, and then that thing that I hate doing keeps going lower and lower on my list, like it's like number 10, which I never really get to the 10th thing on my list. I always do the first five, but I never get past the five sometimes, you know. But either way, it's just so refreshing to put those things out there in the comments, and let me just read some of them. If any of you guys were daring enough, hey Beatrice, how are you? To put that down there. Yes. Yeah, so guys, yeah, be bold and write those things down. Tell us some of the things that you enjoy doing about your business, and tell us some of the things that you don't enjoy. And this right here, ladies, is going to be very, very, very helpful. So we're gonna go to Charmaine in just a second, but once again, guys, I encourage you guys to share this out, share this broadcast out right now. Do us a favor and do that, because being resourceful in 2019 is actually an asset. It is. When you are sharing information, when you are tagging people or creating watch parties or sharing content that's not yours, right? Like somebody go live and you're like, oh my God, girl, this live is awesome. Or you see a post and like, oh my God, this post is awesome. You share it. You are designating yourself as, hey, I'm a resourceful person, right? And people love and enjoy that. It could actually be listed as an asset later on. But go ahead, Charmaine.
Great content, Madai. Thank you. You're such a tough act to follow. But I went to Webster, and simple and easy, they're kind of interchangeable. They do have different meanings. When something is simple, it doesn't necessarily mean it's easy at the same time. But simple and easy are both adjectives. And I have for simple, free from guile, innocent, free from vanity, modest, free from obstination or display, simple outfit, of humble origin, modest, lacking in knowledge or expertise, simpleton, like a stupid, not socially or culturally sophisticated, and for easy, I have causing or involving little difficulty or discomfort within easy reach, requiring or indicating little effort, thought or reflection, not severe, not too steep, not difficult. I didn't think about when we were in school, you know, that girl that was easy type of thing, you know, not that she was a simple, you know I'm right, but easy is just easy. So, you know, you just want to be careful. And I was thinking, like with blogging, my girl Darlene, I need to try and follow her. I did listen to her blog, her first blog last night, and she was saying how nervous she was. And I said, wow, I would really love the blog. And it seems like a simple thing to do. You really just sit down, write your thoughts down, and then hit that go button. But even with that, it seems simple enough. But then there's that commitment. Even though it seems simple, is it really easy to sit down and write your thoughts down? Like I read, if it's like even 700 words, that's 100 words a day. Do you really have the time to do those 100 words a day? You have to stop and commit yourself to doing that daily. And again, it sounds simple enough, but is it really easy? Is it easy as it sounds? No. I think it, with the whole easy part, it falls under commitment. You have to be willing to do the work.
I'm sorry for pausing. Can y'all say, my mom's amazing. She got me a Nutribullet because the one I had, I broke it. Okay, so I haven't been able to make my bulletproof coffee in like 2 weeks now. I got my man, I love my mom. I love my mom.
Oh,
you know, so she needs the weekend. She's going out of business, so she went all in. Oh, she got like 20 of these bags. She went all in.
Well, good for her. She got the weekend off.
Yes. No, she's not. Yes, she's got to help me with these kids. Yes, so sorry, guys. That's called a pattern interrupt. Go ahead,
right. Right. And so I was just saying the whole simple versus easy. It may seem easy and simple, but there are two distinct differences. And as far as even with the business part of it, you know, just that whole thing, we don't have to pick up a phone really anymore nowadays. You can just kind of hit your talk button. But even that, if you need to reach out and touch someone, it seems simple enough. But that 300-pound gorilla of a telephone, you just don't stop and do it. Or even emails. Again, it's very simple to compose an email, right? But is it easy to just get up there and just do what you're supposed to do?
Exactly.
I think the easy part falls onto the commitment part. You know, I mean, it sounds like it's easy, but you really have to be committed.
Absolutely. I mean, I've heard people tell me like, oh my God, I don't feel like turning on my laptop. You know what I mean? And a lot of times I was just looking at the news the other day to like get people using their phones as computers. But, you know, getting in front of that laptop, for me, I'm at my most productivity when I'm actually sitting here at my desk in front of my laptop instead of being on my phone, because we get caught up in that social media dark hole, I call, where all of a sudden you're like doing this for like 20 minutes and just looking through the news feeds and stuff like that. So I think to sum this whole conversation up, and we did have two questions and I think we sort of answered them as we were speaking, but to really sum this all up, it's sort of like we gotta really check our focus level every day, because Madai touched on a good point that with the mindset piece, which is gonna be crucial for you guys in 2019, all of you ladies who are watching, because if you're not focused every day on what goal you have in mind and what you need to do every day to reach that goal, you're gonna have a problem. And we always make that excuse of we don't have time. It's so simple to make that excuse. I don't have time. That's the most simplest word, or I can't afford. Like those things are so simple things to say. Instead of saying, you know what? Let me figure out how to get this done, because anything can get done. You can have a successful business. You can build a life you want to live, but you got to figure out how I'm going to get the resources, the training, the how I'm going to build my time around my business so that I can get the things I need to get done. And I know that is something that we struggle to get to that point, because we go back to that the simple, easy way of saying, you know, I don't have time, I can't afford, I can't do this, and what have you. It's a challenge. I know for all of us ladies on panel, we're not perfect at this at all. We're not coming on here like, oh, we're just perfect guru icon. That's not the case. We have to get focused every single day. We have to then refocus ourselves the next day, you know, and that's it. I mean, I started doing routines just in the past week. So when I wake up every morning, and I'm going to actually do a vlog about this, because a lot of people have been asking me, like, how you do what you do every day. So I started to just, when the minute I wake up in the morning, I just start cleaning my house. I mean, deep cleaning everything, wiping the walls down, dishes, everything. Because now after, and this has just happened in the past week, I feel so productive because my house is clean. Now, you guys know I hate cleaning. But just getting all the clutter and the fact that the sink has no dishes in it, there's not rags everywhere, you know? And when the kids come home from school, they mess it right back up again. But either way, it's like I feel like I'm more productive, you know? So just getting organized the right when the day begins, instead of leaving it to the end of the day, that's something that helps me tremendously. Because it's so simple for me to wake up and say, oh, I'm not going to do it. I wait till the kids come off of school, or I wait till before I go to bed. And then by then we're tired, we're stressing about, you know, how the unorganized things is. You ladies get what I'm saying? Yeah.
Totally agree.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So going into the second question is, which was, hold on, let me pull it up on my screen so I can make sure that I get it correct. So sorry. And guys, if you have anything to say, let us know in the comments here. So the second question is, how has knowing the difference made a positive impact in your business? Go ahead, Madai.
So the question is absolutely amazing. You know, how has knowing the difference, I've made a positive impact in my life by just changing the way I speak. You know, making sure that I have an open mind and catching myself when I say something negative, you know, because sometimes we're just so used to the routine of saying the negative that we don't even notice it. And, you know, when you distinguish between the two, you know, you're gonna adapt and adopt a growth mindset. So with this being said, you know, what I usually do is I do red light stops. You know, if the red light is there, and I feel like I've said some, you know, sticky thoughts, you know, I just say, no, I'm not that. I am this. You know, the power of the I am is so strong. You know, the power of the I will, the I can, you know, the I shall, you know, these four work hand in hand, and they are so powerful to having a growth mindset. You know, you hear a lot of people saying, you know, yeah, I'm a mindset strategist, or yeah, you know, I'm a mind and wellness coach. But when you finally find yourself and you align yourself with the creator, you know, and you begin to believe what he said about you, and you begin to walk the walk and talk the talk. Like you were saying earlier, you know, I'm going to piggyback off of you. Am I on mute?
No, we hear you. Now you're on mute, Madai. Madai. Madai, you're on mute, sis. Now you're on mute.
Okay.
Okay, now you're off mute. You're good.
You know, but to piggyback off of you, you know, posting the pictures, you know, and, you know, doing the lives, you know, these 15-minute lives and saying it, you know, are you really proving it to yourself? or are you proving it to the people? You know, it's like, it's a cat, it's almost like a catch 22, you know? And you have to get unstuck.
Yeah. And I want to say something about what you're building right now. You know, 2019 is going to be an amazing year for you in particular, because I believe that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, like you said, they do the life coaching, they do the NLP and all that stuff. But I feel, and this is just my personal opinion, there's people out there that probably disagree with it, but that's fine. I think that really with the whole mindset coaching, you have to work that with the spiritual realm too.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Without it, it's sort of like you just wither away back into your old ways and your old routines.
Yes.
Because if you don't realize what's the source of everything and what is actually is entitled to you under the kingdom, it's no amount of life or mindset or hypnotist coaching that's going to get you to the point which you need to be. So that's why, you know, going back to Madai, it's like what she's doing is something very different, where you have the mindset plus the spiritual combined as well. Because if you are coming from a spiritual background or very religious background, a lot of times you're stuck into some of the religious ways, and you're swimming away from the spiritual ways, which is a big difference between religion and spirituality. You get what I'm saying? Because you may go to a church that have certain methods and routines that they do all the time. I mean, I remember going back to a church way, way long time ago, and we couldn't even, like, say, it was so weird. But anyway, they just was super, like, what's the word? I can't remember the word I'm trying to think of. It was almost like cultish-like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you sit back and be like, well, is that really in the word? I mean,
Exactly.
You know, and then, so you're catering to that audience who feels that, because, you know, from that background, like, that's the way life is and this isn't. But then you have the mindset piece, too, that's going to keep fueling their life every single day. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people, they go and they may love the whole, you know, the whole religious aspect, but they won't go to a pastor, they won't go to a deacon or what have you. But going to a life coach who also has that spiritual guidance as well actually is a way bigger impact than anything else. Okay? Because sometimes you go into, you know, the church, sometimes you may feel ashamed about talking about certain topics. You know, or certain about talking about certain experiences, because they say, well, you can't get a divorce, that's the same. You can't do this, that's the same. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're feeling true. Like, oh my God, I'm embarrassed. I don't want to, like, let the community know. So, and again, this is just my personal opinion. This is, I'm not saying this is facts, but I just feel like I always hit a wall with life coaches and mindset coaches and hypnotist coaches when they don't have the spiritual entity, because certain things that they say sometimes go against with my personal beliefs, right? Or you don't really get that extraness, because I believe, once again, that there is a source, there is a power that's above all of us, right? Yes. And if you're a life coach and you can't, and that is not your source, then we can't connect.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? We can't connect. And that's you know, something that's the real problem. So that's what I'm saying, like, Madai is doing something very, very different, and, like, that is not common, that you guys definitely need to follow her. But like I always say, every single week, every single time we do these summits, all of you ladies who are watching, you need to follow all of these ladies who are on panel, because they have something that
something
you
need.
I was just talking to Charmaine about, you know, she's, you know, selling some awesome products that I'm going to start to get into purchasing from her, and really educating you guys just the overall inner wellness, and even in the wellness around you, you know, what you use in the kitchen, what you're using on your bodies and things like that, just the overall thing. Yeah, it's very, very, very true. It's very true. And I'm just, you know, like I said, people can argue me down on that topic, but I just, you know, my personal beliefs are my personal beliefs. But yeah.
And you know what, it is a sensitive topic, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is.
And with, you know, with it all, you know, with the spiritual wellness, I mean, they can look it up. You know, mm-hmm. the NIH is actually doing research, mm-hmm. and they said 68% Americans believe that there is a cure with intercessory prayer.
Mm-hmm.
When I read that, I was like, wow, 68%? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're over 50. We're mm-hmm. a little bit closer to 70, which can get up to 100%. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, and people believe, you know, that believing in God, can help them with whatever they're going through.
Absolutely.
You know, so when you look at the research, and the NIH is very popular, that is a very good
Yeah, because I don't think that you can honestly feel that you're doing, like, you just get a mind shift and then everything's cured.
Right.
Like, I don't believe exactly. in that.
That would you be understand? The simple way, though.
That's the simple way, and that's not true. That's
the I Dream of Genie way.
Yeah, you know? Like, you have to sit back and have a conference with the man above on a consistent basis so that you right. know. Because then, again, it's about that connection. In our mindset, we have so much garbage in there that we don't really listen to the source. Like, he's telling us stuff every day. But yeah. because we have all this garbage in our mind, we're not listening. You know what I'm saying? So even the lady I spoke to last night, she was like, yeah, God runs my business. And it's so true. She's like, girl, God told me to do this show. And every week I have over 22 live viewers. She had over 600 people viewing the replays. I mean, all because she allows him to direct it. And then the mindset piece comes in with the day-to-day.
Yeah.
You know, and people need to know the difference. And I'm not saying anything is bad about those life coaches out there that's not really into that stuff.
Not at all.
But I'm saying for me personally, especially where the world is going, is that if you are not putting in that spiritual piece, people are going to see a hole in there. That's going to see a gap. Yeah. You're going to see a gap. Because everything, I believe, is just connected to the source. Everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, and we're only 8 minutes away from that dot that connects us all.
Exactly.
In the universe, so...
It's connection, and then when you start working with people and collaborating with people, you feel it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel like, wow, this girl is going someplace. I feel the energy when I'm in front of women sometimes. I'm like, wow, she is special. And it's all ever since I was a little girl when I first got baptized. Yeah. Before the guy dipped me in the water, I said, the guy, sorry. dipped me in the water. He was like, this girl knows what she wants. You understand? And that has been so true from the time I was 14, 15 to today. I always know what I want. Yes, there's a lot of stuff that I've allowed to get in my way, but I always knew what I want. I never, ever stirred from that. So again, the mindset piece for me comes in. I need somebody to just say, listen, you need to get out of your head. Yes, you're worried right now. Give that worriedness a name, whether it be, oh, you just got out of the room with your husband, or you just looked in the mirror, you're like, oh my God, I need to lose weight. And now all of a sudden you just have a bad attitude. You just got to give it some type of formality so that you can identify and resolve it. Hey, Karen, how are you? This is a good conversation, guys. I hope somebody watching here actually gets what we're saying. I know this is like untraditional to talk about, but I see it all the time. I see it all the time where people really don't understand the difference, and you got to understand, realize, and be careful about who's speaking over your business. Because if they're not connected,
yes,
right, and you're a connected person, it's going to be a huge, huge gap there. It's going to be a huge gap, and you're not going to be able to get the blessing that you want to get because of that connection sometimes. It's important. Like, if you guys have any opinions in the chat about that, definitely post it in there. And nobody answered my question when I said, what is the one thing that's difficult about your business, and what is the one thing that you enjoy? Feel free to post that in the chat right now and share this out. But yes, yeah, Charmaine, what do you have to say, Mama?
Well, I would agree wholeheartedly. And that's kind of like our coach says, that message to market match.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's even in the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. You can tell if someone's not connected. You're absolutely right. You have to be careful who speaks a word over, not even your business, just over you, period.
Yes, all right.
Because our words have power. There's power in this tongue, and you have to be very careful. Going back to what the question was, and what was the thing with the simple versus easy and the part in the business? My thing that I thought was, I thought I was doing okay with my business, mm-hmm. but once I got turned on to a coach, it's like, this made it a lot easier.
Absolutely. You know,
because it gave some direction. Mm-hmm. It's helping me get more focus. I'm learning things that I really didn't have a clue. So really, if you don't have a coach and you're just listening to your upline, so to speak, you know, they can only give you what they know, and what exactly. they know was just what's coming from the company, so it may not be the right thing.
Yeah, and you gotta have a coach. I'm so sorry for cutting you off, but I don't see how people in 2019 expect that they're going to get to their goal without somebody guiding them. You know, and that's what coaches is. Coaches come and having a counsel, you know, having somebody to right. just bounce back our off ideas with, you know, having somebody in your life.
In your corner. I see in your corner. In your corner.
Yeah, because exactly. let me tell you something. Being when I first started doing this online, I always felt very lonely. It feels lonely sometimes when you're first starting off because you feel like nobody gets your vision, nobody understands the direction you're going in. So it feels very lonely. So a lot of times we as women, we go along on faith and our pride. Because you're like, listen, I'm going to make sure this gets successful because I don't want nobody saying, well, I told you right. so, right? So it's like, it's so important that you have a coach. You have to invest in coaching. You have to. It's not a necessary need of wanting or needing or whatever. You just have to do it. You just, right. you have to be, we call it being in the conversation. You have mm-hmm. to. And also when you have coaching, you just don't, it's not just the fact of you having a coach. It's really, now you have a community.
Yes.
You know, now you have a community of women who are trying to just get out there and just impact other people's lives. And that right there in itself is just hugely powerful. You know, you can do collaborations and partnerships. You can vent. I mean, we have a group chat that's like lit 24/7. And when we're all going through something, we praying for yeah. each other. We're calling each other. We are all there. And whenever opportunities coming up, we share it. And it gets you to your goal way faster
yes.
than you just doing it by yourself. And this is for all of you who are coaches, consultants, or MLMers. It's like even for the MLMers, we think that, you know, our upline, our team is our community. It's not. You know, you need an actual business community that's outside of your MLM. Because mm-hmm. if those are the only people that's influencing you, you got a problem. You know, you got a problem. If you're a coach, you need a coaching community. You know, if you're a consultant, you need a consulting community. You need a community. You know, communities right now are the most powerful thing in the world because the power of just joining together is just so increasingly powerful and you get the biggest results. So it's simple, you may think, to do it by yourself.
Exactly.
But it's not easy, right?
Exactly.
Yes. Doing it by yourself. It's
good
not.
Way to segue and wrap it up.
It's exactly. not. I'm going to give you exactly. an example. And Charmaine and Madai and some of you guys on here, you see what had happened the other day where a young lady was doing some suspicious stuff in my community. And then, you know, I sent a little inbox, you know, I don't share a little, you know, I ain't going to say what I said to the child, but, you know, I just, you know. Let her go, and I just said God bless at the end. No, I did tell her God bless at the end, even though I gave her the whole ham, but and the rice and the gravy and the biscuits. I gave her the whole Thanksgiving meal, and I said, "Don't you ever come in my house starting that mess?" Because my community that's another thing. My community tells me everything. They send me screenshots. Okay. They inbox me like, "Hey, sis, good morning. You know this person?" I'm like, "Yeah. What? This is what? Okay." You know, the first time, you know, I let it slide because, you know, this particular person, you know, I think it was you, Madai, the first one who was mentioning that. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, okay, let me give her, you know. And then the second time, I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to wait for the third time. You know what they say about the third time? I let her go. So that's the power of community because they'll look out for you. Community will look out for you. And there are always going to be people out there as you're building your empire, your legacy. There's always going to be people out there that's going to sort of want to hack what you do, which is fine. I feel like that's like God's confirmation that you move in the right direction. But you are going to have those moments where you got to kick people out. And your community always will have your back. Because if you have their back and you're giving them some awesome content, you're really giving them the biggest results, you're showing them ultimate love and respect and support and all that stuff, they will have your back. They will have your back, you know, because you deem them important and they're always going to deem you important as well. So really quickly, those of you who are watching, type in the chat, do you guys have a community? Because I'm going to open the floor here for these ladies to get the opportunity for you guys to connect with them on an even deeper level. Because as always, every week, I always give you guys speakers that have an actual solution to your problem, right? Has an actual solution to your problem. So ladies, I want to ask you guys, and this is just an off-topic question, like, what is your goal, or how do you want your 2019 to feel? Yep, you first one.
I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna skip you, honey. I ain't gonna skip you.
But you know, accepting the problem, I think, is tip number one. You know, getting unstuck and getting over it. You know, so many times we get stuck in the stuck, and it gets sticky, and then, you know, it's almost like getting stuck in a web. You know, we can't get out. And then if we do get out, we're blind and we don't know where we're going.
That's right.
You know, and, you know, producing the right vibration. You know, I often use this as an example because I've heard a lot of people, men and women, say this, you know, well, I don't know why I keep attracting that certain type of person to my life.
Yes. You know,
well, what vibration are you sending out for them to be magnetized to you?
Yes, you know.
And that was something that I had to work on in my life, in my walk, you know, and once I understood that and I got that, not saying that it was my fault, though I was exhibiting the vibrations for those type of individuals to come into my life, I had to cut the soul ties. You know, cut the soul tie to negativity, cut the soul tie, you know, to the ratchetness.
That's right.
You know, and begin to work on me, you know. So it's awesome, you know, when you can finally get into that place with your aha moment and work on you, because in it all, there's only one you.
That's right. You gotta work on you.
And the best way to be you is by being beautiful.
That's
and that's everything in a nutshell.
That's powerful right there. You know, being you, knowing who you are, and just be comfortable in your own skin, right? No matter the flaws, no matter anything else, it's just being comfortable. We all have flaws, all of us. Even the best of the best out there have flaws. But not getting help is actually the worst thing you could do in 2019. Because some of you guys need to stop acting like you making this much money or committing whatever, how much money to someone, and say, help.
Take the mask off.
Yes, take it off. We have so much mask. And why we wear it? Because we're trying to prove other people wrong.
Right.
Or we're afraid that if we actually reveal who we truly are, people are not going to like us, or people are not going to accept us. I have one client who was a makeup artist, and she's like, oh my God, Leticia, I'm afraid to go live all the time because I don't always have makeup. Just because you're a makeup artist, or just because you do hair, doesn't mean you always have to be perfect. So people need to see your realness. People need to see that you are an entrepreneur, but you wake up looking a little bit crazy because you got to put four kids to school and drive through traffic and stuff. People need to see that. You know, they need to see that genuineness. They need to see that you are, in fact, human. Because a lot of times when we fake the funk and we showcase in this big old, like, trophy, people then assume that they can't get to your level, so they stop following you just off of intimidation. So you got to ask yourself, well, are you intimidating people by your mask? Ooh. Are you pushing people away with the mask? Right? That right there is so important. So you gotta be careful. You have to be careful. Because reason why I say that is because I had a revelation. Because when I went to Bali, Indonesia 3 weeks ago, and I was speaking there, my mentor, Rhonda Swan, said something, and I forgot to mention this to her yesterday, but she said, Bali makes you confront things. Like Bali puts you, like, it's like a mirror in your face, and it makes you confront who you truly are, your inner spiritual essence. And that happened for me. And Abby, I know she's going to watch the replay. Me and her was crying the last day, because we had an amazing mastermind conversation, and it allowed me to confront the fact that, because at one point, and this was before Bali, I was afraid to talk about the fact that I am a work from home mom. I talk about it, but I wasn't talking about it as much as I do right now, or as much as I will in the future, because I felt like I was like, aha, like that to people, you know, showing people that I don't have a job, I don't have a boss, I'm financially independent and what have you. I was afraid to talk about those things. But Kim Barrett, he was like, why not? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know who Kim Berry is. He's the founder of Your Social Voice. He's like, why would you gotta talk about it? You gotta put that out there. So I was like, wow, it just shifted my mind. I know you guys are like, well, that's sort of simple. You know, why wouldn't you show those things? But I always have a complex of, you know, you ever know when you're fat, you know, when you're fasting, you're not supposed to announce like, I'm fasting today. Oh, look at me. I'm fasting. I'm just drinking water and lemon. Okay. I grew up with the saying that you cannot announce that. Like, if that's what you're doing, you keep it to yourself. I grew up saying you keep stuff to yourself. You don't sit there and boast about all the stuff you have, you know, because then it makes you with time like cracking. She know what I'm talking about. Because you don't want to seem arrogant. You don't want to seem like you're showing off and all this other stuff. It's actually yucky. You know, like, I'm telling you guys, my neighborhood, when I grew up, when we see somebody, like, in the summertime, I know she's in New York, too. In the summertime, they got all their windows down and music blasting. Like, who the hell he think he is? That's his mama car, first of all. Anyway, like, and then it makes you feel like, okay, I'm not going to be excited about having something great, right? I'm keeping it a ball. So I grew up with that type of mentality of that showcasing my accomplishments is not so much of a good thing. So I came out of that by going through that, going to that Bali trip, and has helped me tremendously, because as I showcase my life, my actual life, you know, the real Letitia Campbell, I know I'm going to resurrect a lot of women out of the actual thing that I'm suffering from. You guys get what I'm saying? I know we're going really deep here tonight, but I feel like this conversation must be had because, you know, 2019, you know, 2018 was the year of the completion. 2019 is the year of execution. You know, most of us been sitting in the lab for so long. It's just time to just get stuff out there as it is and be proud of who you are at the moment in your life that you are at right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had my dad cracking up. I love it. But you know what I'm saying, right? It's like,
definitely do. Oh, yes.
Because I see people do that. Like, I'm fasting today. I'm fasting for 30 days. And I'm just like, it's like a competition. Who can fast the longest, you know?
And then after the 40 day, you worse than when you was before. Yeah.
Don't throw no bricks out. Don't go make the numbers go down, honey. Don't do that. That was good. It's true though. It's so freaking true. So guys, we're gonna let you guys go on about your business tonight. We are beyond excited and happy that you guys joined us this evening, and let us know what you think about this show, this summit. I mean, we do this every other week. We show up and we go up, and we just love the fact that you guys have been watching us for over 2 years now. I mean, again, it's going to be so much different extensions to this show. We're going to have conferences. I'm sorry, so much extensions to this summit. As you guys know, I do my success show every Thursday on this page at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to actually have a conference, virtual conference, coming up just in the near future. So make sure you guys make a lookout for that and attend. So I'm going to allow these ladies to open the floor to them, starting off with Madai first, to let you guys know how you can connect with them. Now, listen, they're going to post their links in the chat right now. And make sure that you guys, I challenge each and every one of you to follow these. To hold on. Okay. To follow these. My kids are acting up back there. To follow these ladies as quickly as possible. Some of you guys, I'm telling you, stop leaving things off for later. Follow them now. Follow them right away. All right, Madai, go ahead, sis.
So my name is Madai Lopez Brown, founder and CEO of Pathway to Prosper Academy, where I am your mindset, wellness, health and wellness coach. And I help women with conditions of a fixed, closed mindset come out of suffering and silence by helping them reprogram their subconscious and train them to have their positive voice and be that super badass while living a growth mindset and having freedom with my Pathway to Prosper movement by becoming beautiful just by being you. Thank you so much for joining, for coming on. I see some new faces.
Yes.
Hello to Nicole. Thank you so much, sis, for coming on.
Yes.
And, you know, you can find me and follow me at bit.ly/pathwaytoprosper, all capitals. That is a free tribe. Mm-hmm. And you're welcome to come on in and get, you know, things that you need to help you be better, to help you to find yourself and be beautiful. Thank That's you so right. much for having
you're
me.
Welcome. Lisa. And please, and you're so welcome, Madai. Madai shows up every week. Charmaine shows up every week. We, and you know, commitment is everything. Commitment is everything. Just being as committed for your business and showing up all the time. But forgive me, Charmaine, because I forgot to ask you, what is your goal and your destiny for 2019? Because you actually have something awesome to share. I believe you shared it about 2 nights ago during our private call. So yeah, let us know, sis.
Oh, hi, everyone. And yes, my thing is I am going to be a speaker. Like Madai said, the I am and I will, they are very powerful. You don't want to say, I think I am. No, it's you name it and you claim it. And I am going to be a speaker. So I started researching that. So that's what I'm working on. And I'm looking forward to a stellar 2019. I feel this can happen. I was watching a whole R. Kelly thing. I didn't know he was such a creep, but I do love the song. I Believe I Can Fly. I love that.
Yeah, we
song.
All can. We all can.
You know,
he's just flew in the wrong place. That's all. Where you so, fly, that matters.
Yeah. So I'm going to just fly on and glide through 2019. And I am, and I can just feel it. As I was telling my daughter on Sunday, because I'm Charmaine, the CEO and founder of Charming Experience, and I am a widow. And on Sunday, it will be year number 7. I said, 7 is completion. So it's time for me to really just spread my wings and fly. So that's what I plan on doing. You're going to see a lot of changes, a lot of things. And you can find me at my tribe, it's Char's Hope Chest. And that's Here Our Pain Ends. And you can come on in. And again, like Madai said, it's a free tribe. And we're just going to have a whole lot of fun.
A whole heap of fun.
Yep, and I thank you, Letitia, for having me on this evening. And I'm looking forward to the great things you and I and Madai, we're all going to be doing in the SSA.
Absolutely. It's going
to
be.
You all need to come on into that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as always, I always offer opportunities first to my awesome, amazing clients. So they always get first dibs at anything that I, you know, offer and put out there. But yeah, I love it, what you were saying, Charmaine. You know, what you're doing, what you're going to be doing this year is going to be amazing. And I always tell people, we say this even inside our programs, you know, we're just building the plane as we're flying it. We're not waiting for it to be perfect. We're not waiting for it to have all the best bells and whistles. We could always tweak things later on. And that's just what, you know, defines us as brand and as a brand, and as entrepreneurs as well. So if you're trying to make things be perfect in order for you to go live or in order for you to launch something or sell more of the stuff that you're selling, you're going to be waiting all year. Because, you know, perfection is absolutely is just a huge freaking illusion. And I only say that because I had many years of experiences of waiting for things to be perfect in order for me to actually move and act. So I would like to thank each and every one of you who joined us today. We are so happy and excited that you guys came here. I want to first, because I want to just make some special announcements, and I'm going to share my screen in just a second. But we have a retreat coming up in September. It's going to be in late September. I will actually get the actual dates for you guys very soon. We're locking in the dates, but I want to show you guys a quick video of that event. I should have had it up here before I came on, because it's absolutely going to be awesome and amazing, and it's definitely where you need to be. And the reason why I'm saying it now in advance, because I know you guys probably have childcare to consider. I know you guys have a lot of organizational stuff to do before actually coming. So I'm going to share my screen really quickly, if you guys don't mind. I just love to show this video to everybody. Plus, you know, it's we did a lot of production around this, so it's going to be amazing. We call ourselves Freedompreneurs, right? It's gonna be awesome. So make sure you guys look out for that. Look out, one, for our virtual conference. It's gonna be coming up very soon. Look out for this amazing, awesome mastermind retreat that's gonna be coming up later on this year. And we're just ready to dominate. We're just ready to dominate. Are you ladies excited about that? Those of you, my awesome panelists, you're like, and Charmaine was at the last event we did. Yeah, that was, so just tell them about that really quickly, Charmaine. You was there.
In a word, it was phenomenal. You gained so much just being, you actually level up, because I came there as a little peon, honestly. But the people that were there, really, again, you don't want to be the smartest person in the room. You don't want to be that person, you know, because you're learning nothing. So I came there like on the bottom round, but I was like at the top of the ladder by the time it was over. You just learn so much. You can gain so much knowledge from just the other people that are in the room. You will be just blown away and amazed. And you'll come back on cloud nine, honestly.
And you know what? You know, and people make, you know, they say things like, oh, why they got to get a huge house and do all this stuff. Some of y'all need to be in some mansions and some mini mansions this year, whether it's for events or whether it's for just a little bit of a meetup, just to get it, just to be around the area. It's so freaking inspirational when you are around these huge, amazing villas and houses and you're looking at nature. It just pulls so much out of you. And like Charmaine said, all of our mastermind retreats are just beyond phenomenal, because every time we do the one, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Now we're making them 7 days, just so you guys know. We normally have them 4, and now they're going to be 7 days because of all the speakers that come, because of all of the things that we create. I mean, it's so freaking awesome. So I know I'm saying a lot of this stuff, all this stuff happening, you know, telling you guys this in advance, but I want you guys to be ready, all right?
And another thing, I think, is when you go to events like this and you see that house, that opens your mind and say, hey, I want one of these.
I can have this
too. It just exposed you. Yeah. Exactly. It exposed you and opened up that gate, the gate of your mind. So it's
because we don't think we can have it because it's so far away exactly. from our peripheral vision.
Exactly.
Right? We yep. can have that and more. Yep. Like, honestly, when I traveled overseas for the first time, I was like, that's all it costs for you guys to get a whole 5-room villa and staff? That's it? Like, that's all it takes? It's a mindset shift, but you got to get in the room.
Exactly.
Right? You got to get there in order to see it, because no one can actually explain it to you. Even though we're explaining it now, and the video, that's why we believe in the power of video, because it actually gives you guys a whole a whole like feeling, but being there is different. Now, there's a lot of times people do retreats and they give you guys live stream tickets. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm telling you guys right now, you're not going to get, if I do an event, there ain't going to be no live stream tickets. Because I want you guys to be there. I want you guys
you
to
just
do,
get there, be there.
Yeah, just get there, be there. Save up yeah. your money, make it happen, and be there. I'm giving you guys the gift of not doing live stream access. And so that you can work as hard in your business so you can get there, right? Just so you can work as hard in your business. If you got to sell more and get more customers, it's right. going to keep on buying from you, or sell more programs so you can get more clients or whatever. It's just, I'm just getting you guys to work harder. That's all. I know people are looking like, oh, why are you acting like that? I'm getting you guys to work harder. And there's people out there like giving live stream tickets. They really don't care as much about your business as they really say they do, because they're going to make sure they're saying, hey, you need to get there. And I'm telling you guys well up in advance now to make sure that you get there. Shoshana says, so much better than the boring conference room. Yes! And that, yes, Shoshana, believe it or not, people are like, why do you just get a simple conference room? Why do I got to do all of that with the jacuzzi and the pool and the huge, you know, that, you know, Charmaine was there. We had a huge dining table with chandeliers and stuff like that. I mean, we were up there like, you know, Bouge Ghetto, like, hey, look at the size. You know,
and if you think about the believers, we have to fellowship together. We feed off of each other. So you can't be in your own separate room.
When Charmaine came in there, let me tell y'all, I know Charmaine, she had to pull her out the kitchen. She was cleaning up. It was just like, no, go over there and find yourself. You know, and because she's like, we was like, listen, this is your time. This is about you. And she just, we want to serve all the time.
Girl Scout mode, a Girl Scout leaving there. And then she found it. So the pan was clean when I used, so I was cleaning it when I
could. Yeah, but you know, when you have people to do that, right. And you're like, okay, now let me just sit. And the reason why.
Quickly.
Yeah, I know. Rather like, push.
She probably going to be pushing me too.
I know. That's like, we want you to dial in, get focused, and work on your empire, right? But I had to learn that the hard way too. When I first started going to the events, I was like, what you need help with? I'm like, go sit out. Like, or right. When I asked the question, they're like, go ask the help. Like, I know people say, well, say help. Well, they'll say that. No, but normally certain places you go to, it's okay to say that word, whatever. But it's like, and you're like, oh my God, this person made my bed, or this, you know, I have to worry about cooking or carrying out my laundry. And one time when I was in Bali for the first time, they took my laundry. I thought somebody stole my clothes. I'm like, who? I was like, they don't know me. I'm from New York. You know what I'm saying? Hey, who touched my
thank you for letting me know.
I know. And I'm like, oh wow, that's awesome. Wow. You know? And it's
I'm staying in the house next time. I'll be in the house.
Yeah, and that's what we're requiring going forward. We're not doing like 2-day tickets or live tickets. Everyone stays in the house. Everyone stays with us, whether your room in with somebody in a beautiful suite. I know Megan was on here a second. Me and her, we just bunking together, and it's fun. We were just up all night talking and having some awesome fun. And last event, me and Abby, we shared a room. That was crazy. That was awesome. And it's great because we're all connecting. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go do this stuff by yourself. It's like, it's boring, you know, and it's just as much fun going with somebody and being in the atmosphere. So yeah, we require everyone to stay in the house. You got to stay in the house. The house is beautiful, and it's well worth it. And and then like the biggest transformations happens after everyone sort of leaves and everybody's wind down. We're chilling in our pajamas and we're just talking with our laptop, strategizing and stuff like that. The only thing you got to remember is always people filming. So you got to say, I'm like, Dennis, do not film me when I'm eating. Like, I'm so ass. I'm like, do not film me. So he has to remember that all the time. But yeah, that's the only thing. Set your rules, honey. Don't film me with my wrap on, like, you know, my that's the only thing. But yeah, so listen guys, we had so much fun today, and once again I can't thank you guys enough for showing up live on this call. So Charmaine, if you could did you tell them how they could connect with you, sis?
Yes.
Created? Okay, good. So I'm gonna let you guys know, I do have a free tribe. It's called The Success Tribe. All you guys have to do is go to bit.ly/success tribe to get in. If you go to that link, I got a special gift for all you guys who go to that link. Go there. Even if you're already inside the tribe, go there, because I just made a brand new funnel, yesterday. If you go there, we're going to give you access to our social media cheat sheet. So the minute that you put in your information, it sends you to a brand new page to grab my amazing mentor, Rhonda Swan, social media cheat sheet. Grab it. And she also has a free training in there. She has a free training in there. So even if you are inside the tribe, go to that link anyway and just grab that. I want to give you guys that now, early on in the year. We're in the fourth day of of 2019. It's time to make an impact, a big change, and a huge transformation. Make sure, number two, make sure that you guys reach out to Madai and Charmaine. Let's say you guys forgot their links or whatever. They will not mind at all you guys reaching out to say, hey, I saw you on the summit last night or 2 days ago. I'm so sorry. I can't find the live. I can't find your link. Can you just give it to me again, sis? We're not one of those people like, oh, well, I go back to the replay. No, we're not say that. You know, reach out, because somebody actually inboxed me. I totally forgot. Don't inbox me. Inbox the ladies directly, because I just forget. My inbox is just lit, and it's, you know, I love it that way. You know what I mean? Let me see if there's any questions. Deb said, are you and her going together this year to Orlando?
Oh. Well, we're going to have to inbox each other.
Yeah, I mean, is Deb in New York? I mean, we all can get on the same
No, line. Deb is in Canada.
Girl, you in Canada? Oh, that we had two Canadians at the Orlando event.
Canadian, yes.
We love the Canadians.
Yeah.
Come, guys, you gotta come to this event. It's gonna be amazing. And if you're part of the tribe, I'm gonna go live tomorrow evening and talk about how you guys can actually get in and actually get a huge discount. Charmaine will tell you, like, a huge discount. I think it's about $1,500 off of the event. It's gonna be awesome, and it's gonna be 7 days, so it's gonna be amazing. Don't say, oh my God, I don't know how I'm gonna do it. It's January, make it happen. I can actually say, let me say the dates now, just so you guys can put it on your calendar, on your vision board, and your Bibles, wherever y'all put what y'all put. I put my passport in my Bible, honey. Like, Lord, keep me safe when I'm traveling. Anyway, it's going to be September 25th through the 30th. I think Deb said we can go together from New York. Okay. All right, now it's only 2 hours. Like, was it less than that? 2 hours from New York to Orlando. How long was your flight, Charmaine?
That's like 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh yeah, that's nothing.
And you're a PA, right?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. I'm like, do y'all have dinners? Like, oh, we don't have dinners on 2 hours. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so used to traveling international. when they feed you three meals, you know what I'm saying? They're good meals, boy. I'm like, can I get an extra biscuit? You know, I just got to get used to the domestic climate. You know? So eat before you get on the plane, please. don't have that underwire in your bra, because they start to grow you up, you know what I mean? It's the underwire in my bra.
Be like, you better give me a cigarette.
I know, like all that. you best not wear one at all. It'd be all the way down here, you know.
Yeah, jingle it, baby. I know.
Put it in your carry-on when you get out of security. You know, you put it back on. Be like, ain't nobody broke me today. But yes, hey, Jill, I haven't seen you here before. Welcome to the summit. So happy to have you. All right, guys, so we're going to hop off. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Make sure you guys are following us, tag us, whatever. You guys can actually go live yourself and say, hey, this is what I learned from joining this summit. Well, I'm coming from California. Hashtag. Yeah. I would do business class for you, Shoshana. Yeah, do the business class. Okay. How long? That flight's long. I know it's like 5-6 hours.
The Vegas is 5 hours.
Yeah. Vegas is 5 hours. So I know she goes from Cali to, but I know Shoshana gonna want her own room. So I'm not gonna tell her to bunk with somebody. She's gonna be like, I want my own space. You know, it's just okay too. That's fine. I like my own space too. That's good. All right, sis. Y'all are hilarious in the chat. I can't with you. You guys are hilarious. All right, so always join us. You guys can always pre-register for the summits by going to bit.ly/thesuccesssummit, because we will be back on in about 2 weeks. And remember, we're on SSA time. All right, so it's 8 o'clock. But when you register, you can hop on in the Zoom and get to be a part of our pre-call conversation. We're about to have the after party right now. So we're going to, hey, Jackie, girl, you late, honey, girl. She's on SSS, triple A time. She's an hour and 45 minutes late.
Oh, me and Shoshana can room.
She snore?
We can room together.
You snore, Shoshana? Are you serious? I don't believe you. I don't believe she snored. Oh my gosh. I don't believe you, Shoshana.
After party.
And those of you who are inside SSA, we're going to put the link in the main chat. I would love for you guys to hop on because I have a special announcement. And if you're not in SSA, you need to sign up. But anyway, all of my SSA ladies, Jackie, Deb, who else is on here? Darlene's still getting her wig.
Therese was here.
Stephanie. Beatrice is not in it. No. Nina, Maddie. Oh, no, Maddie, it's okay. You don't have to show up, sis. I'll follow up with you tomorrow because I know you're going through what you're going through. Charlene. Yeah, you ladies know. I ain't got announced no name like y'all in kindergarten. You ladies know. Oh, no, it's okay. Jackie, you know we playing with you, sis. You know your family had a call. You showed up anyway. And that's that I was making a point.
That's true.
You showed up anyway, honey. Towards the tail end, the high end, wherever end, you showed up anyway. And that's important. That's important. That is. All right, y'all. Let's go. Love you guys to death. Don't forget, get out there and dominate and all that stuff. Y'all know what I say all the time.
And prosperous 2019.
Amen.
Prosperous 2019. That's right.
And read your Bible. Bye.
That's right. Proverbs a day keeps fading away.
Yeah. Mm.